Today's program has been brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, a manufacturer of fine slate cheese boards, coasters, and other items. For more information, visit www.brooklynslate.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Behave when you don't like the government? Close it, then protest it for not being open. This weekend, a crowd pushed through the gates at the World War II Memorial because they felt it was unfair that it was closed due to the government shutdown. The man who's responsible as anyone for the government shutdown, the senator from Crazy Town, Ted Cruz, asked, quote, "Why is the federal government spending money to erect barricades to keep veterans out of this memorial?" End quote. We don't have time on this show to get into the 50 shades of nonsense that statement is, but can we please pause in awe of his Orwellian logic? The party that doesn't believe in government, doesn't believe government can do anything, shuts it down, then complains about the good things that are unavailable because the government is now not functioning, and then, yes, blames the government for the problem. The government is so bad that it screws up even by shutting down. Apparently the public agrees with him because Congress's approval rating is now worse than hemorrhoids, worse than potholes, and worse than dog poop. It's worse than hipsters, zombies, or the DMV. But it's not all bad news, because Congress is still more popular than the Ebola virus, heroin, and twerking. In other news, an aide to Cory Booker's opponent in the race for the open New Jersey Senate seat accused Booker of sounding gay. Why? Because his tweets to a stripper were not explicit enough. Researchers have shown that the more a sports team's fans tweet, the more likely that team is to lose. Put down the Twitter, Giants fans. It's estimated that Twitter will be valued at over $20 billion after its upcoming initial public offering. The truth is, I don't really understand what Twitter is, how to use it, or why. So today, we're going to talk about it. This is How to Behave, the Twitticate Show on the Heritage Radio Network. To my right, as always, Anna Howard.
Hi, Brian.
How are you, Anna?
I'm well. I'm failing at my tweeting mission.
You are in charge of the social media for the How to Behave Empire.
Yes.
And Recently. Yeah, not forever. Forever. Right. It was me from the beginning.
And I took over because of your ineptitude.
Give us a solid F for social media for the first 22 weeks.
Maybe we've, and now we've made moved it to like a C minus D.
C minus D plus. We've improved.
All right.
Thanks to
you. We can only go up more from here.
Yeah. Do you have a personal Twitter account, by the way? Because I've been following somebody called Han B. Howard, and I figured out today that it's not you.
That's not me.
No.
I signed up for Twitter early enough that I am Hannah Howard. That's it? That's it.
When I searched for Hannah Howard, you did not come up.
Ooh, maybe I'm mistakenly secretive.
I'll search more.
Search more. I'll tweet more. Maybe I've been so inactive that I don't even exist.
All right. Well, today we have with us a self-described not expert in Twitter, the Heritage Radio Network social media manager, Sari Kamen.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Sari?
I'm great.
Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's nice to be on the side of Heritage.
Yeah?
I'm cooped all day in the office around the corner, so...
Yeah, but that's not really a coop. It's like a big warehouse.
It's like a warehouse coop.
It's like do you just work wherever you want there? Do you just pull
like
up
any
space?
Table?
Yeah,
like in the meat freezers.
Yeah,
I could,
because it's also the office of Heritage Meats. Right?
It is. I could work next to the.
There's really dead animals.
The carcasses,
in your
if I chose to. Yeah. I don't know if the Wi-Fi works in there though. But if it did, then yes, I could potentially do that. I could tweet from anywhere.
So what exactly? Well, I guess we should lay the groundwork here. So I want to talk about Twitter today and how to behave on Twitter, because that's what our show is.
Yeah.
And I'm both old enough and out of touch enough. I use old as an excuse, but I probably wouldn't have been into Twitter if I was 20 years younger either. And Hannah is 20 years younger than me, and she is only marginally into it, right?
Right. But I would say if for a self-described old and out of touch person, you're neither of the two. So...
No, but here's my experience with Twitter, or here's my experience with technology. When I was, like, I grew up, I'm just young enough that we actually had a computer class when I was in high school. Nobody owned computers, but it was this thing that existed. And so I actually learned about it. And I'm not afraid of computers and not afraid of the internet. And I've used technology in my whole career. And I've had jobs where it's been my job to be sort of the link between the people who don't understand technology and those who, and like the engineers. And so I do understand it. But when Facebook came around, I was like, okay, I kind of get it. I have a Facebook account. I like that it allows me to find people that I've lost touch with.
Or, did you have a MySpace account before that?
Not really. My niece made a MySpace account for me that I never used.
I think Facebook made, like, MySpace was all teenagers, and maybe Facebook.
I was on MySpace in my 20s. Maybe I just dated myself.
Did you have a band?
Right, band and one. Teenagers.
That's awesome. I just made a joke about technology.
See, you did.
But I think that's the thing. I think that's the thing about Twitter and Facebook is that, like, you know, Sari's her job title, right, is social media manager. And her first comment was like, she's not an you're not an expert, you said to us.
Well, I guess
by way of introduction.
Yeah, but what we clarified is that I don't have a major in tweeting.
Right, you did not go to college and major in tweeting.
We took the conversation another step and realized nobody has a major in tweeting.
Or is that happening now? Is NYU offering a tweeting track?
Well, there's sure it's a class, like social media marketing, totally.
Oh, I'm taking a food and media class.
Yeah, okay.
That covers social media.
But I think that there's this element, this mystery element that makes people who are completely qualified to navigate it still feel like they're missing something and like they can't quite get a handle on the whole situation. Like,
there's a good pun too, because you said the word handle.
I did.
So are you saying that like people who say I don't fully get it? No, they actually do get it. It's just
I bet that you're not missing anything.
Full of shortcomings as you think it is.
That's my hypothesis.
Or is it like Microsoft Word, where I think I know how to use it, but I actually only use about 10% of what it's capable of doing?
Maybe Kansari can answer that better than me.
I think...
Sorry, Sari.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that people use it differently. And that people who say that they don't quite get it are using it fine for themselves. But then there's other people who tweet and it almost seems like it's an inside, like, private joke or something that they're just not included in because of the way that they use it. And some people will just not really, like, write a sentence, but will just include, like, a lot of other people's names. And then when it's just a lot of other people's names or hashtags, do you guys know what hashtags are?
Yes.
Yes. I have a whole line.
Okay,
of
so, like, you know, I could just say something like, I'm here in the studio and How to Behave, and that could be my tweet. Or I could be like, great to see you today, at Hannah, at Brian, at Joe, at Jack, at Aaron, like hashtag ha 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 pigs forever or something like that. And someone would read it and feel like completely alienated.
Hashtag I'm at the center of the universe.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Hashtag whatever it is, and someone who, you know, who's not familiar with like hashtags and like why someone would just be like tagging other people's names, it doesn't really mean anything. So it's almost like having an inside way of communicating with other people that's not meant to necessarily include other people, but it might exhibit or project that you know more about Twitter than other people do.
Or you know more cool people like Hannah and
Brian.
Well,
sometimes I think that's part of Twitter. Like, I think that's people use it just so it looks like they have a lot of other people to talk to.
Can I can just hashtag anything, or
you can do whatever you want.
Add anything. Like, I could just write, I'm at work right now, and then do at Yoko Ono, at Bill Gates.
Totally.
And then there's
Apple
people
computer,
who do,
and then everybody who's following those things would see my stupid, pointless tweet.
Right.
But there's people too who seem to write in hashtags, like instead of tweeting I'm at work today, to tweet hashtag I. Hashtag M, hashtag at work. I mean, not to that degree.
Oh, like to break everything up into tags.
Like, right, and that so means it becomes this like sort of poetic, bizarre.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, it's not necessarily people are using it better and worse. They're just using it differently. And, you know, most likely it's because those people have a different agenda in why they're using Twitter. Is it because they want to gain followers? That they're like tagging everyone they know and using hashtags, which makes all the subjects that they're hashtagging or using a pound sign in front of searchable? So if I'm like a really bored person and I'm at work and I'm like, oh, I wonder who else is at work, I'll search the word work. Then all the different tweets that have hashtag work would come up. and then I could
millions of tweets
to millions. So, and then I could ostensibly read them if that sounds like good reading to me.
But so that's how something trends, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're in,
right, if everyone's all about twerking,
or Arab Spring, like suddenly the world is following the tweets of a bunch of people who are in a riot or, you know, overthrowing the government.
Sure.
They're hashtagging Arab Spring, and that's how everybody's finding
and
it.
And then it catches on. Yeah.
So a little tutorial for my parents who are probably listening. Twitter is this thing where you send out messages that can only be 140 characters long, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the challenge.
And are the hashtags and the names that... Do you say at?
Mm-hmm.
At Hannah Howard, at Brian Kaiser. I got Brian Kaiser, too, by the way. I was like, you.
Nice. Wow, friends. We're good.
I got my name, too.
I know.
We're all good.
No, I'm the guy that I read about it, registered, and then had no idea what to do. But at least I was smart enough to get it first. But do those things count toward the character?
It all counts. It's all in there.
Okay.
So. And so is if you want to attach a link or if you want to attach a photo, those characters of the link, they count.
So that's why there's a company out there that exists just to shrink the name of the link to link to photographs.
There's several companies.
God. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't want to live in this world anymore. It's too nutty.
It's,
I just want a book. I just want a book. I just want to sit down and read and look at the beach. Okay. So we talked a little bit before we came on about how you tweet for your job, but you don't really tweet personally. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between why one would tweet for business and why one would tweet for oneself?
Hubris. Well, I had a Twitter account before I worked here at Heritage Radio, and I use it occasionally, and I still do sometimes. But once I started working here and I had to tweet professionally, I just kind of lost interest in tweeting on behalf of myself, because first of all, I just tweet all the time for work, and then I'm kind of like, tweeting sort of feels like work.
Right. It's like, I buy wine for a living, so... It's not necessarily relaxing to go home and sit down with a glass of wine.
I don't believe you at all.
I'm totally making that up.
And it's just, I mean, I started tweeting on behalf of work even before I was like officially the social media manager, because there's so many exciting things happening at work that I really felt like there were things worthy of sharing. And I don't necessarily always feel like that in my own private life, nor do I want to share everything that happens in my private life.
I think that's about your personality, though.
Definitely.
Like, I think it's ridiculous to tell people of the world what I had for breakfast.
Yeah.
But man, do I have friends who feel differently.
Sure. And, you know, with Facebook out there, it's just another opportunity, another forum to kind of like say the same things. And I am a Facebook user. I don't tweet about what I had for breakfast usually. But I do post a lot of food photos or, you know, talk about like interesting things going on in the world. And I don't necessarily feel like I need both. Mm-hmm. And Facebook came first. And I think it reaches a larger audience. And it just feels redundant, you know, to say the same things on like every sort of aspect of social media over and over and over again. If something super exciting happened to me, I might want to do that on all the different, you know, things that are out there, but I don't.
What's the etiquette on that? Because as a new Instagram person, I feel like a lot of I've just followed all my Facebook friends, and I see a lot of the same photos that they post on Facebook, and then they post them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you link it all? So when you post it on one, or you can't.
It's a choice.
So if you post it on one, it goes to all the others. So if I follow you on Twitter and your Facebook friend and on Instagram, I can get the same stupid photo. I mean, the same beautiful, inspiring.
Sure.
Multiple times.
Three times.
Right, but I kind of feel like when I'm posting, I want to choose my forum with which to share my beautiful breakfast.
Me too. And I do that at work too. I don't have some things we have linked automatically, but we don't have everything linked automatically. And it's also starting, kind of trying to figure out like who your audiences are. And then you can be like a little bit more subjective about how you curate them. You know, some things we post on our Facebook here, or I post because I do the Facebook, the Tumblr, the Instagram, and the Twitter. So it's like some things I choose to post on our Facebook, some things I put on our Tumblr. Our Tumblr's linked to our Twitter. And then some things just go to Instagram, and they don't all necessarily have to go to each other, because then it becomes like, it's just ad nauseum to see the same things over and over again, and it might turn people off.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about that when we come back, but we're going to take a short break right now. While we're on break, I'm going to get on the internet and find out what Tumblr is. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
You are listening to I Likey by Roberta's Own Hard Bodies on the heritageradionetwork.org.
Brooklyn Slate Company is a collaborative effort from Brooklyn graphic designer Sean Tice and Parsons graduate student Christy Hedeka. After visiting Christy's family slate quarry in upstate New York in the spring of 2009, the two grabbed a few pieces for use as all-purpose boards back home in Brooklyn. They found a number of purposes for the slate and began gifting pieces to friends. The response was so overwhelmingly positive that the two struck out to produce a line of slate products. They now make regular trips to the family quarry in upstate New York to hand-pick their favorite pieces of black and red slate. Some of the slate is sourced from the quarry graveyard, a collection of odd-shaped pieces that were ultimately destined to be ground for use as road cover or baseball diamonds. They then transport the pieces to their studio in Red Hook, Brooklyn, where they do additional cutting and clean the stone to be food slate. Every single piece of packaging that comes with their products, from the envelope to the burlap bag, can be repurposed for other uses. The end result is a product completely unique in cut, shape, color, and overall presentation. For more information and to order, visit brooklynslate.com.
Welcome back. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm a big fan of Brooklyn Slate. We just heard their commercial, and they do really beautiful stuff. I own a cheese-focused restaurant. We don't serve our stuff on that, but it's a great way to serve cheese. That said, if Saturday Night Live wanted to do a parody of a commercial for Brooklyn, you couldn't do a better job than the commercial you just heard.
Yes. That's very true.
The toothbrushes that the owners use before they go to sleep at night are made of recycled CSA vegetables that are repurposed and formed into toothbrushes.
Compost brushes.
So I was going to do a staged reading of our current Twitter feed at How to Behave, which is, we're going to talk about this too, it's how and then the number two, to behave, which I hate and I think we need to change. But I'm not going to do it because I was reading it during the break after I figured out what Tumblr was. And it's so boring and stupid that I can't even read it out loud. It's just a bunch of things from Barack Obama telling us that the Tea Party's lame, which we know. It's a bunch of things from Yoko Ono, and I don't know why we follow her, but we apparently do. And a bunch of things from Hanbee Howard, whoever she is. I thought it was you. She's in Africa helping kids on an orphanage
right
now.
You guys do follow Heritage Radio, right?
Which I think is great. We apparently don't follow Heritage Radio.
Good job.
If you've posted today, then no, we don't follow you.
I post every day.
No, Hannah and I are really bad at this.
We're going to change our ways. That's why you're here.
Okay, so I brought it up. When I went to create our account, I looked for How to Behave, spelled out, and it was not available, and so I chose how and then the number two, behave.
I like that.
But now, whenever I say it, I have to explain it. Like with Heritage Radio, you can just say Heritage_radio, right?
Well, the underscore like is coming.
How
right?
But you have numerical to say it. Behave. Yeah, it's a little bit awkward.
How number two, behave.
You couldn't say number two. No,
yeah, it doesn't really roll off your tongue.
That sounds like how to behave when you're pooping.
Well, that's part of etiquette.
we'll do a whole show. Every show we come up with ideas for new shows.
While you're pooping and tweeting at the same time.
Exactly. Yes. Pooping. Hashtag pooping right now.
You're getting it.
Okay, I am getting it.
You got it.
I don't give myself enough credit.
I think you don't give yourself enough credit.
Well, no, that's actually it. Like when I say I think Twitter's silly, and then somebody explains it to me, I think, yep, I already understood it. Yep, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah.
They think that they're telling me that it's something different than what I think, but they're not.
So what do they tell you that you didn't, that they think you didn't know, that you already knew?
It's this thing where you can send out messages that are 140 characters each, and you can follow people and they can follow you. And so you only get the messages of people that you're following, and only people who are following you can get your messages. And you can say whatever you want, and then there's, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah,
like, all they do is explain the facts of what it is.
Mm-hmm. And but you want to know why.
Maybe the trick is better curating, because, I mean, first of all, I don't know how to sort through. You just said, oh, you search work and you see all the millions of people working. And obviously that's not a good time for most of us. But even if you follow people that you think are cool or interesting, or there's some reason you want to follow them.
Like Yoko Ono.
I might leave my browser away and then come back to it, and I have like 473 new tweets. How does one possibly deal with that?
Those are for people with a lot of free time.
But how do we get any good information out of Twitter?
So how do we?
There's so much there that we can't even look
at. Honestly, I would suggest following less people.
Fewer people.
Yeah. Because if you notice,
interesting,
people who have like thousands and thousands of followers usually only follow like 17 people. Like, I feel like that's always the case.
That's a good advice.
That. Like, right. If you look at...
Should we unfollow? Is that what you say?
Yoko. Let's unfollow Yoko.
Yoko,
I think we just decided.
We're done with you.
Well, I think you should swap out Yoko Ono for Heritage_Radio and definitely for Prince, who has the most amazing tweets.
Really? I've never heard about his tweets.
Oh, my God. I so want to be Prince on Twitter. His first tweet was recently, and...
Oh, he's new.
He's new. I don't really remember what his name is, because his name is like a symbol, so it's something that's like not that. But he tweeted, he took a picture of his salad that he was eating at the time that was like gratuitously covered in pepper, and he tweeted, "Too much pepper?" With the number 2 and a question mark. That was like his first tweet ever.
So you're being sort of ironic when you say he's awesome?
I think that's really funny.
It's funny... From an ironic, like, if you're being ironic and you get how dumb Twitter is,
it's funny because it's
making a point. Yeah,
it just feels
right. If I did that, that would not be funny.
Right, it's funny.
I mean, yeah, not as funny.
If you search for Prince on Twitter, you get NFL on Fox, Disney Words, Movies.com, Utah Football, Royals Gossip.
Why don't you try like Prince in Too Much Pepper?
How do I spell too much pepper?
Well, it's numerical number 2.
Am I doing a hashtag? Like one
home.
Word, the number 2, the word much, and the word pepper? Or just three separate words?
Three separate words.
Or two, one number and two words.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Much
one numerical number
pepper.
And two.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. I'm like,
vote for Dan. Zoe Nicole. Butt_sniffer. Jungle_cat.
Wow.
Well, okay, they're retweeting Prince. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, see, and then it you can go to the link.
Third tweet, did I EYE add number 2 much pepper?
Oh man, it's even better than I said.
It was I. I like E-Y-E. He takes long words and makes them short, and short words and makes them long.
That's so good. Prince.
Like,
so creative.
Yeah, only he would do that.
Oh my god, he's a genius.
I feel like I know him.
Did you want some salad with that pepper? That's a hashtag. Hashtag, did you want some salad with that pepper?
Hilarious.
Right.
No. Awkward silence.
I have mixed feelings about that. Like, it's fun to talk about that right now, but am I really going to fill my day with...
I think that appeals
even
to people.
Even 7 people tweeting stuff like that?
Yeah, but I'm guessing like the average age of people who commented on that were between like 14 to like 80-year-old cat ladies with like not much in between.
The average age was 40, but nobody was 40. They were all either 14 or 90 years old.
And own a lot of cats. But like, okay, so like a good example of someone who has a lot of followers is Marion Nestle, who we have on the show a lot, professor.
Yeah.
At NYU. And you could look her up and see how many people follow her, thousands and thousands, and she follows, like, I think maybe like 7 people.
Yeah.
And it's because those people who are very, very important don't have a lot of time to follow other people's tweets.
Yeah. You can measure somebody's importance by their ratio of followers.
You don't have like a tweeter manager?
Well, some people do.
A tweet assistant?
I think that most celebrities do.
Don't tell me that Barack Obama has somebody else tweeting for him.
I can't imagine he could have anyone working for him on his behalf.
No. He has nothing better to do with his time than
tweet. Well, you know, his tweets.
400 times a day.
His tweets are signed B.O.
If it's really him?
If it's really him.
Okay, so if it's not, if it doesn't say B.O., then it's just somebody on his staff. It's some intern.
Yeah. Okay. And the same with Michelle. That would be a fun job. Yeah. But oh my God, if you screwed up.
That's true.
Okay.
Stakes are high.
God, I have so many more questions than I have any more time. Is it possible to tweet too much? I think the answer is an obvious yes. Let's talk about Instagram.
Okay. Why?
Now, as I said before we came on the air, you told me that Instagram is the cool thing now. And I said, but this happens every 2 years. 2 years ago, everybody was saying Facebook's over. All the cool people are doing Twitter now. And now, today, you said to me, I'm over Twitter. Now I'm really into Instagram.
Well, I didn't quite say that now, did I, Brian?
I was not recording it at the time, so I don't know. But I think what you said
Speak
is...
Speak for yourself.
I am way too hipster for Twitter. I can only do Instagram.
Well, that's definitely not what I said.
You know what? I'm actually over Instagram, and I'm only interested in whatever's next.
Well, I only do Google Glass from now on.
Okay. What is it? Tell me.
I tweet from the future.
We're now, I'm sorry, Joe, but we are going into quiz time. We may not get to the This Week in Behavior quiz, which is our engineer Joe's time to shine.
Yeah, it's the only thing I look forward to on Mondays.
Joe, stop talking. We're running out of time.
Okay, so tell me about Instagram and why. How is it different and how is it better?
Well, it's totally different because Instagram is about photos.
Okay.
And apparently it's more cool now to show your photos off than your words.
Is this because of what Hannah was just asking you about? Like, Twitter is this avalanche of information that's way too much to get through, but... If you follow a bunch of people and you can just quickly scroll through their photos, you can go pretty, pretty, pretty,
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, you don't have to read. I guess. I mean, it's definitely more accessible. It's like much more easier to digest because you're just looking at a picture than trying to like decode hashtags. And we all know there's nothing less fun to do than like decode a hashtag with like 72 letters attached to it. And
I like writing handwritten letters to people.
That's nice.
But including hashtags.
You know, actually, I was talking to someone recently who was complaining that people have started using hashtag, like, in their actual conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's happening all the time.
There's whole teen novels written only in hashtags.
No.
No, but probably.
It's like 3D hashtags.
No,
it's I could be talking to you and I could be like, right, Brian? Hashtag pooping right now.
Yeah. And I could say, this conversation's boring. Hashtag going to get a taco.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I mean, that's like a whole nother level.
But don't you remember, or you may not, like maybe 15 years ago, there was this moment where it was really funny to say something like www.shutup.com.
Ooh, I do remember that.
Because this whole www idea was new and that
People
was funny.
Still say things like, that's the bomb.com.
Yeah.
I've never heard
someone. It's like a relic.
Both the that's the bomb part and the .com part. Doubly dating.
Well,
yourself.
I like Instagram. It gives everyone an opportunity to feel like a photographer. And you can sort of, use your visual images instead of having to express yourself in words, which people often struggle with.
Is it maybe that Twitter is more for one type of person and Instagram is more for a visual person, not a word?
I think everybody likes looking at pictures, not everybody likes taking them.
Yeah. Do you think Twitter is here to stay, or do you think this is a fad?
I kind of think it's a fad. I kind of think it gets old. I mean, it's a great way to communicate. It's super efficient. But you know, and it's like, I think it's like anything else, you know, it's a trend. It has some staying power and then the next thing comes along.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm not sure what that'll be.
I wish we had all day to talk about it, but we don't. And unfortunately, I didn't get to my favorite part when I was planning for this show, which was conjugating the verb tweet.
Do it fast.
I can't. It's too much. I tweet, you tweet, he, she tweets. It's fun. But then we get into the past I tweeted, future I will tweet. And then we get even further down into the like subjective past pluperfect and stuff like that. I just wanted to say I will have twatten. I did twat. Yes.
I dang twat.
Would have been so much funnier if I actually did any of that in context. Okay, the quiz for this week. We'll do one question really quickly. Who was booed at a gun show this week? That was my easy one.
Sarah Palin.
Gabby Giffords.
Oh.
Former congresswoman who was shot in the head.
That is...
Why was she at a gun show?
She was at a gun show to tell them that it was not crazy to ask for background checks for people.
Oh, well, no wonder she got booed. That wasn't really your audience.
Who pulled out a 50 Shades of Grey? Again, proving that I'm the only person who reads the news. Nobody knows this guy. Charlie Hunnam, who is the star of Sons of Anarchy, was slated to star in the movie version of 50 Shades of Grey, and he pulled out today.
Oh, that kind of pulled out.
Yeah, what did you think I meant when I said pulled out of 50 Shades of Grey? What do you think he was doing to the book?
I gotta go, I'm tweeting.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Big thanks to my guest today, Sari Kamen, from the Heritage Radio Network. Thanks to Hannah Howard, #, as always, to my right.
I came, I tweeted.
The How to Behave theme song is courtesy of John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. Check them out at bigfivechord.com. Thanks to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and lots of other great shows at heritageradionetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser, and take my advice. Follow us on Twitter at @how2behave. See, it's so awkward. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.